Malachim Aleph, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Mem Vav. Yonah's son is giving a full report of everything going on in Yerushalayim, where there is tremendous loud noises and good times happening all over the city. And now he digs it in with the most painful blow of all, stabbing right to the heart. Vegam Yashav Shlomo al Kisei Hamelucha. And also Shlomo. Notice he doesn't say Hamelech Shlomo. He just says Shlomo. I wonder if that means a little bit of disrespect, perhaps. Or perhaps because Shlomo is not yet truly crowned, because King David is still alive. But Shlomo is sitting. Shlomo sat down on the throne of kingship. And then, along with him came the servants of the king to give a bracha to our master, again, Adonenu, so we're not rebels, King David, saying, maybe Yonasan is hinting at strategy. Don't make David out not to be the master. Don't rebel now. You won't have the support of the people. Because all of the servants blessed him, saying, Yetev Elokim Eshem Shlomo Mishmecha, quoting the same bracha Ben Yahu had given before. May God cause the reputation, the name of Shlomo, to be even greater than your name. V'gadeles kiso mikisecha, and let him make his throne greater than your throne. Shlomo HaMelech's throne was pretty cool. We will see. We'll talk about it later, but all of the animals and eagles and lions and animatronics, you know, Epcot. He had a pretty cool throne. V'yishtachu HaMelech al HaMishkav. And this, the crowning blow, the king bowed on his bed. He was out there on the couch, and he even bowed to Shlomo. So if David HaMelech bowed to Shlomo, that's all she wrote. The king prostrated himself. That means the king has given way to the new king. Adoniyahu, you can't win. One imagines Adoniyahu's friends scattering to the four winds while the tale is being told. But he's still not done. Memches v'gam kocha amar HaMelech. Furthermore, if that wasn't good enough, David HaMelech can run a campaign like nobody's business. He planned this out every step of the way, and all of his actions were very carefully considered to maximize the impact and prevent any rivalry to Shlomo. So, and also thus spaketh the king, Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael asher nosan hayom yoshev al kis'i ve'einai ro'os. Blessed is God, the King of Israel, the God of Israel, I'm sorry, who gave this day the one who sits on my throne, and my eyes lived long enough to see it. Baruch Hashem! I got to watch Shlomo sit on my throne. Wow-wee, wow-woo. I'm so glad I got to see it. So David saw him, and The servants saw him, and everybody's benching Shlomo, and this 12-year-old with a crown that's a little too big for his head is sitting in royal robes that are a little too big for his shoulders, and the king himself is bowing to him. What is the response around the table with all the scraps still on it? Oh boy. Waiters, hurry up, clean up this bad news. Memtes, vayecherdu vayakumu kol hakruim asher ladoniyahu. And immediately, all of the invitees to Adoniyahu's triumphal barbecue immediately trembled. They were afraid, deathly afraid. We had back when he gave the bracha to Yaakov instead of Esav. And all of the invitees, all of the people who had come to the barbecue, all of the attendees got up, and each one went on his own way. Run. They were never truly united, as wicked people are not. The alliances are only for their own good. When it is not for their own good, they abandon everybody else and they run for it. Tzadikim are unified by the Torah. I heard a beautiful word today about Pesach, which is upcoming, by Rav Breidowitz from Yeshiva Or Sameach, where he talked about one of the great qualities of Klal Yisrael and Mitzrayim was Achdus. That despite Dasan and Aviram informing on Moshe, who they saw as mostly as a Mitzri, they were worthy of Yetzias Mitzrayim because they were slave kapos who never informed on their own people and took beatings for the people who were their underlings. They didn't rat on anybody. No narking. Very important quality among the Jewish people. Here, these guys narked immediately. So Achdus among the tzaddikim, but these are not, there's no Achdus. They were there because they were going to be rewarded by King Adoniyahu, but now there's not going to be King Adoniyahu. And King Adoniyahu, the erstwhile king himself, is a little bit nervous. And we'll leave those last couple of psukim for next time rather than try to smush them in and get me in trouble for going overtime. So next time, the end of Perek Aleph.